Humanitarian help continues to arrive in Bam, Iran, 5 days after a major earthquake killed tens of thousands of people and left roughly 100,000 more homeless. Rescue teams have concluded that no one could still be alive beneath the rubble. It's not only the mud brick homes that were destroyed, many modern buildings also collapsed. Iran's President Mohammad Khatami surveyed the damage on Monday. Angus Crawford reports from Bam for the BBC.
The heckler didn't seem to care that Mohammad Khatami, president of Iran, had come to thank international search and rescue teams for their help and show solidarity for the people of Bam. As his walkabout turned into an undignified scrum, the heckler just wanted to know why more wasn't being done to help the victims. He got no reply.
You can hardly believe, your eyes when you go inside.
Across the city, Akbar Panjalizadeh contemplated the ruins of his guest house. Only two people died here. He considers himself lucky.
This is something I wanted from the depth of my heart.
He and his son Mohammad Reza, now destitute and living in a tent, believe the government has done as much as it possibly could do.
They've been doing very well, they're bringing food, but unfortunately, I must blame some of these villagers who are taking disadvantage of this chance, and they're coming and collecting, because distribution cannot be properly done, but they're bringing everything. Coming
to the tent. In less than 24 hours, we got everything, water, food, tents, all the people helped to bring the dead people out. Everything is great.
Driving through Bam at night is an eerie experience, but some of the streetlights are actually back on again. They really only serve to cast light on the huge piles of rubbish and debris and collapsed houses that litter both sides of the street. They also cast light on the sad makeshift encampments of people made homeless. Some of them are lucky enough to have tents and heaters, others are just huddled around makeshift fires. One of the major criticisms of the government is that it didn't enforce building regulations, and this is the result. This is the main accident and emergency hospital for Bam. It has been completely destroyed. It collapsed throughout the entire fabric of the building. It's thought that as many as 800 people may have been casualties here. I ask a medical technician if he feels angry that the hospital had not been built to survive an earthquake.
They must do some schedule programs for them for future to make a good and more powerful hospitals.
A doctor, his eyes bloodshot through lack of sleep, tells me they have all they need to do their job.
For the first 2 nights, my family and me, we had to sleep outside with nothing almost.
As Akbar Panjalizadeh proves, speaking your mind isn't a crime in Iran. But people in Bam don't seem to have either the time or the inclination to blame their government for any perceived failings in the relief effort. They're too busy mourning for the past and trying to rebuild their future.
Now I've got nothing. No, nothing, but still I'm hopeful. At least since yesterday I have 2 tents over there. So still people are welcome.
So your guest house continues?
Yes. Yes, inshallah, I will.
That BBC report from Bam, Iran, was prepared by Angus Crawford.